I will try to be on time. Would you turn in your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 2?
我会尝试准时的了。请大家打开这个马太福音第二章。
Now I'm going to ask Brother Samuel here to read it in Chinese, and if you don't understand Chinese and you've got an English Bible, would you like to read it in English yourselves? We're not going to read it in English this time.
我们就只是用中文是读第二章。马太福音第二章第一节。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：那生下来作犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。他就召齐了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：基督当生在何处？他们回答说：在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说：犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗的召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到那小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：起来，带着小孩子和他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主藉先知所说的话，说：我从埃及召出我的儿子来。希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以内的都杀尽了。这就应了先知耶利米的话，说：在拉马听见号啕大哭的声音，是拉结哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说：起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去，因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了。约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去。只因听见阿基鲁接着他父亲希律作了犹太王，就怕往哪里去，又在梦中被主指示，便往加利利境内去了。到了一座城，名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说，他将称为拿撒勒人的话了。
There are 332 prophecies in the Old Testament concerning Messiah.
那里在旧约圣经呢，总共有332个是关于尼赛亚的预言。
All of those referring to his first coming have been fulfilled absolutely literally to the letter.
而所有关乎主耶稣第一次降临的预言呢，都是很准确的，按照文字字义呢，是应验了。
All of those relating to his second coming will likewise be fulfilled exactly to the letter.
而所有关乎主第二次降临的这个预言呢，都同样是会按照那个字义是去是应验。
Now we might ask ourselves, why are there four gospels at all?
或者我们会问自己，就是为什么那里有四卷福音书呢？
Well, Matthew was a Jew writing to the Jews, and his objective is to present the Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah and King.
而马太有一个犹太人，他写这个福音书是给这些犹太人，向他们宣告到耶稣基督就是这位尼赛亚这位王。
Now we must say that The Lord Jesus Christ has never yet sat on the throne of David.
但我们可以说是主耶稣 从未坐在这个大卫王的宝座上。
But he most certainly will.
但他肯定会啊。
Our Lord Jesus is coming back to earth to reign in righteousness and peace over this whole world from Jerusalem.
而我们主将会从天上是回到来，是从耶路撒冷是管治是万民啊。
And that for 1,000 years before he ushers in eternity.
也就是经过这1,000年的时间，然后进入这个永远。
Now Mark has the objective of presenting Jesus Christ as the servant of Jehovah and the servant of his fellow men.
也是马可的一个目的呢，就是说明到这位主耶稣基督就是这位耶和华的仆人，同埋佢嘅系同伴嘅仆人。
Because a servant doesn't need a genealogy, Mark doesn't give us a genealogy.
因为有一个仆人不需要一个家谱，所以马可没有写到耶稣基督的家谱。
He presents the busyness of the Lord.
他是表达到主那个忙碌啊。
One of the key words is straight away, immediately.
而其中一个是约时的字，就是这个立刻即时。
And we see how busy the Lord was in his life.
我看到主在他的生命里面是多么繁忙啊。
Now Luke, the only Gentile to write any part of the New Testament, has the objective of presenting Jesus Christ as the perfect man.
而这个路加是唯一一个外邦人，是有份是写这个福音书的，他是描述到这位主耶稣基督是这位完全的人。
So his genealogy goes all the way back to Adam.
所以他所写的家谱是追溯到这个亚当。
John's objective is to present Jesus Christ to the whole world as the Son of God.
而是约翰的目的是要向世人显明到这位耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
His genealogy goes way back before time.
他这个家谱是追溯到时间的开始。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，万物是藉着他做的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他做的。
And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
而这个道成了肉身，住在世人中间。
But Matthew's objective now we must see is to present Jesus Christ as the rightful king and the Jewish Messiah.
而马太他一个目的就要说明到耶稣基督就是这位合法的王，就是这位预言的弥赛亚。
Now in chapter 2 we have the Persian kingmakers or the magi or the wise men coming from the east following the star whereby God sent them.
在这个是马太福音第二章，我看到有这个从东方来的，这个是博士，看见神所给他们的星，他们是来到。
And with their coming we see the antagonism of the rival King Herod.
而当他们来到的时候，我们看到这个是对抗的，这个希律王那个是反对的。
Herod felt threatened by the news of this new king who was born.
而希律听见这个将要生的王的时候，他感到是受威胁。
So by the homage of the wise men and the fear of Herod, the rival king, Matthew points to the credentials of this man, Jesus of Nazareth.
我看到这个是东方的博士来到，是敬拜这位主耶稣，和这个对抗的王，这个希律的是反感。我们看到是马太说明到耶稣基督他作弥赛亚的资格。
Now in this chapter 2 of Matthew's Gospel, we find that he presents the Lord Jesus Christ down the royal line.
而这个马太福音第二章看到是马太显露到主耶稣都是从这个王族的血统是来的。
He gives us 4 messianic prophecies that fulfilled in his birth and his early infancy.
而他是比喻我们有四个是弥赛亚的预言，在主耶稣的出生和他的孩童的时候是应验的。
In chapter 1, he is king because he has the right genealogy.
在第一章他是这个王，因为那个是家谱是正确的。
In chapter 2, he's king because the Persian magi, the wise men from the east, saw him as king.
而第二章说明到，就是这个东方的博士跟着星来认定他是王，所以他是王。
He is king because Herod, the rival king, feared him.
而就是这个对抗的王，这个希律，他是害怕他。
But most significantly, he is king because he fulfills these 4 messianic prophecies.
但是更加重要，他是这个王，因为他是应验了这四个弥赛亚的预言。
Little Mary Jones, aged 9, gave her heart to the Lord Jesus.
而这个小小的 Mary Jones 在很年幼时将她心给了这位献给主耶稣。
And she began to read her Bible.
她就开始阅读她的圣经。
And she found that Genesis and parts of Exodus she could understand and enjoy.
而她发现到这个创世纪、出埃及记部分都读下去，她能够明白，亦都去享受。
But when it came to Leviticus and Deuteronomy, all that was tough going for a little girl of 9.
而当她看到这个文数记，跟着是看这生命记、利未记，在一个9岁的小女孩读下去，就很难。
So she went to her pastor after the meeting, and she said, Pastor, what is the Bible all about?
而在我的聚会之后，她就去找牧师问她，牧师，圣经讲什么的？
And he said, Mary, after school tomorrow, you come and see me and I'll tell you what the Bible's all about.
而跟住佢就对呢个嘅Mary就话啦，你听日放咗学之后咧，你哋揾我啦，我就会详细向你讲解到圣经系讲乜嘢噶啦。So
sure enough, at 4 o'clock, there's a knock on the pastor's door.
而我肯定啦，明天呢个嘅4点钟咧，系Mary咧就嚟敲呢个嘅牧师嘅门。
And the pastor and his wife brought Mary into the living room.
而我嘅牧师同佢太太咧，就系邀请咗系Mary入到佢哋嘅房里面。
Pastor, what is the Bible all about?
牧师啊，圣经讲乜嘢噶？
And he said, Mary, the Bible is all about Jesus.
而佢就话啦，Mary啊，圣经完全系关乎耶稣。
And he explained to her how that all those animals that were sacrificed were innocent.
而佢向佢解释到所有呢啲嘅系献上嘅呢个祭牲系一啲嘅系无辜嘅祭牲。
And each one pointed forward to the perfect sacrifice that would be made by the Lord Jesus.
但每一个嘅呢啲嘅祭牲嘅献上咧，就指着呢位耶稣基督佢要作嘅完全嘅系牺牲。
It is all his story.
完全都系关于佢嘅故事。
Now Matthew says much the same thing.
马太讲嘅都好相类似。
These four prophecies in chapter 2 are so unique and so complex that there is no way that they could have happened by chance.
原来这里四个先知的预言在马太福音第二章，每个都是这么独特，所以个不可能是偶然，是随机这样出现的。
That these four prophecies could be realized in one person by chance is so remote that the possibility could not be reduced to numbers.
所以咧，就系呢啲唔可能咁系随机就揾到呢四个嘅地方，所以唔可以就咁用系计算系计到出嚟。
Of course, there are over 300 prophecies concerning Messiah, but none of these four could have been achieved by him, arranged by him to fulfill a prophecy.
而咧，所以嗱，嗰度有300多个嘅呢啲嘅系先知嘅预言关于尼赛亚，而呢个嘅四个嘅系选择咧，系好独特噶。
Now these four are not chosen at random.
佢唔系随机嚟去选择噶。
Each one is attached to a geographic location.
每一个都系同一个嘅系地理嘅位置系有关联噶。
There's Bethlehem, Egypt, Ramah, and Nazareth.
嗰度就有呢个嘅伯利恒咯、埃及咯、拉马咯，同埋呢个拿撒勒。
These four places will be significant in the birth and early life of the Lord Jesus.
而这四个记录的次序，四个地方就标志着这个尼赛亚的降生和他的孩童的时期。
Together, each of these prophecies fulfilled help us to identify him.
让每一个预言的应验，让我们认定他，认识他。
He alone is the Messiah, he alone is the promised king, and he alone is to be the savior.
只有他是这位的尼赛亚，只有他是这位合法的王，只有他是这位的救主。
Now, of course, there are many other prophecies besides these four, but these four relate to his birth and his early infancy.
所以，嗰度有其他一个系预言系应验喺佢身上，但呢四个咧系关乎主嘅出生同埋佢嘅童年。
A mere man can't control the factors relating to his birth.
而一个人唔可能控制到佢出生嘅呢啲嘅系因素噶。
There's no way that a man could organize the place where he would be born.
冇人可以安排到佢出生嘅地方。
Both the prophecy and the fulfillment of the prophecy is God breathed.
而所以呢个系预言同埋咧预言应验都系神嘅默示哦。
It is Herod's fears here that arranged the fulfilling of three of those four prophecies.
就因为当时呢个希律嘅害怕啦，令到呢三个嘅预言系应，其余三个预言嘅应验。
Now, when Herod saw that he was mocked by the wise men, he called for the chief priests and the elders, and he asked them where Messiah was to be born.
而當希律被問到的時候，希律就去問那些祭司的民間的民事，基督當生在何處？
They were easily able to tell him in Bethlehem of Judea.
當時他們就很迅速，很容易告訴他們，就是這個猶太的伯利恆。
Now Matthew quotes from the Old Testament where this was prophesied.
而馬太引述了舊約先知的預言。
It comes in Micah 5 verse 2.
就是這個尼哥書的5章2節。
But you, Bethlehem Ephrata, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting.
他說伯利恆以法他，你在猶大諸城中為小，將來必有一位從你那裡出來，在以色列中為我作掌權的，他的根源從亘古，從太初就有。
Herod asked the question and was given the unequivocal answer.
而希律就問這個問題，而一個是準確清晰的答案就給了他。Any
scribe could have told him where Messiah was to be born.
任何一個文士都可以告訴他，尼賽亞會在哪裡出生。
Now you'll notice that Herod equated the birth of this king with the Jewish Messiah.
原來就是希律看見猶太人的王的出生，當作他是這個尼賽亞。
In this he was right.
在這方面他的想法是對的。
Now Herod was not a Jew, he was an Idumean.
這個希律他不是一個猶太人來的。
The Romans had made him king over that region of Judea, but his position was not inviolate.
而就說當時羅馬使到任命希律坐在王位上。
His behavior and his loyalty to Caesar was always under question.
而且他對這個凱撒的忠心，那個服侍是很受質疑的。
He could just as easily be deposed.
他可以隨時被人革職的。
He had been sufficiently exposed to Judaism during his reign to know that of their messianic expectations.
在他在位的時候，他有足夠的認識關於猶太教裏面尼賽亞的各個降臨。
Now Micah, who predicted his birthplace, was a prophet who thundered judgment against the false prophets, the false teachers, and the false rulers of his day.
原來當時這個是尼加，是預言主要降臨的地方的這一位，他是發出一些震怒，是向當時的這些民事、這些統治者、當時的這些人的。
Now I'm going to read to you just a little excerpt from his prophecies, the kind of prophecy that Micah brought.
我是讀少少關於這個尼加所作出的這些預言。
Micah 2, verses 1-3.
尼加書2章1至3節。
Woe to those who devise iniquity and work out evil on their beds. At morning light they practice it because it is in the power of their hand.
禍在那些在床上圖謀罪孽，就造作奸惡。 天一發亮，因手有能力就行出來了。
They covet fields and take them by violence, also houses and seize them.
他們貪圖土地、田地就佔據，貪圖房屋便奪取。
So they oppress a man in his house, a man in his inheritance.
他們欺壓人，霸佔房屋和產業。
Thus says the Lord, Behold, against this family I am devising disaster.
所以耶和華如此說，我籌劃災禍降與這座。
Disaster from which you cannot remove your necks, nor shall you walk haughtily, for this is an evil time.
這禍在你們的頸項上不能解脫，你們也不能昂首而行，因為這時勢是惡的。
Now from such denouncements as these and judgments, Micah moves from chapter 4 into the future, and looking down the annals of time, the centuries of time, by the Spirit of God, he speaks and says, and speaks of the true prophet, the true ruler, the true teacher who will come into the world as a babe in a little town called Bethlehem.
就從這些發出判語、這些老路，跟住經過這個第四章、第五章這個尼加，就是預言到這一位是將要來的這位先知，這一位的是君王，這個尼賽亞。
Now, who otherwise would look for a great king to be born in lowly Bethlehem?
边个会期待到一个伟大的王出生在这个是谦卑的这个伯利恒呢？
It is an insignificant place.
是一个是很不显著的一个地方。
But anyone claiming to be Messiah must be born in Bethlehem.
但我们宣称是尼赛亚的必须要出生在伯利恒。
Now Mary and Joseph lived up north in Galilee.
但这个是约瑟玛利亚他们住在这个北面的加利利。
How was Jesus to be born in Bethlehem?
那耶稣怎么可以在这个是伯利恒出生呢？
You see how God's timing was absolutely impeccable.
所以第一件神嗰个时间咧系无懈可击噶，系绝对准确噶。
Caesar, an ungodly man living in faraway Rome, decreed that all the world should be taxed.
就系呢个远方居住嘅呢个凯撒，呢个凯撒嘅王佢系宣布到所有人要系纳税。
For this reason, Joseph and Mary had to come at just that time.To Bethlehem.
就是那个时候这个约瑟玛利亚是需要去到这个伯利恒。
There, Jesus was born fulfilling the prophetic scripture.
是那次耶稣基督出生应验了先知预言的说话。
I say, is God ever in control?
以赛问话是神是不是在这个掌权中？
Even the ungodly do his will unwittingly.
甚至这个是不敬神的人他们都是随意行他们的意。
Centuries before, Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt by his brothers.
好多年之前，这个约瑟被他兄弟卖到这个埃及。
But finally, he could say to them, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good."
而最后，他能够对他兄弟讲咗：，你哋嘅意思系要行恶，但神嘅意思原是好嘅。
So the first prophecy here in chapter 2 concerns the birthplace of our Lord.
所以第一个嘅预言咧，系关乎到我哋主出生嘅地方。
Now the arrival of the wise men would have been a great confirmation to Joseph and Mary of all that the angel had told them months before.
而呢啲嘅博士嘅系到来咧，实在对约瑟玛利亚一个好好嘅系。坚定就话之前先知对佢哋所讲嘅呢啲嘅说话。
Of course, in the meantime, there had been other prophecies.
因为喺同时嗰度有其他嘅预言咯。
There was Elizabeth's prophetic words.
所以有呢个以利沙伯嘅预言嘅说话。
And Zacharias.
撒加利亚咯。
Then when the Lord was born, there was Simeon and Anna.
当主出生的时候，这个西面有这个阿拿咯。
Simeon had said a sword would pierce Mary's soul.
而是西面又讲到就话，这个刀系会刺进这个系玛利亚嘅心。
This prophetic word began when Herod began to kill all the children.
而就系当呢个希律开始系杀害呢啲孩童嘅时候咧，预言开始系发生哦。
Sure enough, Mary's child was safe, but what about all those other grieving mothers of Israel?
而系当然啦，玛利亚嘅系孩童咧能够系被保存，咁其他系以色列当中系哀哭紧嘅呢啲嘅母亲又点算呢
？All those other children who were brutally butchered by Herod's soldiers.
所有呢其他嘅孩童系受到呢个希律嘅呢啲嘅系军兵系残酷嘅对待。
So the second prophecy is fulfilled in their exodus to Egypt.
而所以第二个预言咧应验喺佢哋系逃到埃及嘅时候。
You notice that when the angel spoke to Joseph, he always mentioned the child first, not Mary.
而记得每次当天使向约瑟系显现嘅时候咧，佢会先讲呢个系孩子，唔系玛利亚先。
The child Jesus was more important than his mother.
这个孩子是耶稣比起他母亲是更重要。
He is the preeminent one.
他就是这位的居首位的至高者。
Take the young child and his mother Mary.
起来带着小孩子和他母亲。
Now there was a large community of Jews who had lived for many years in Egypt.
在这个埃及地那里有很大班的犹太人在那里生活了很多年。
And the presents that the wise men had given them of gold and frankincense and myrrh may very well have been used to finance the trip to Egypt and the time they stayed there.
然后当时这个是博士所给的这个黄金与香没药可能足以是费用他们是去到这个是埃及地。
Now why was it necessary for them to go to Egypt?
但为什么他们需要落到这个埃及呢？
Why not just anywhere out of Bethlehem?
為什麼不就是, 伯利恆的其他的外面的地方呢?
Perhaps up to Galilee.
或者去回這個加利利呢?
It's not because Egypt is a nice place to live.
而個原因不是因為埃及有一個好住的地方。
It's not because it was the only safe place for them to stay.
也不是一個唯一他們可以安全生活的地方。
God could have preserved them in any other place or in any other way.
神其實可以在不同的地方、不同的途徑是保護他們的。
But it was necessary for them to go to Egypt to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy.
但我們又需要他們要下到這個埃及地來應驗舊約的預言。
God had decreed that it would be Egypt, so Egypt it was.
而神已經預言到這個埃及，所以就要去這個埃及。
Well then we ask the question, why was such a prophecy made concerning Egypt?
而所以我們要問一個問題，為什麼有這樣的預言關於埃及呢？
You know, all this is just part of the Lord's humanness.
这个是就是每个部分见到少少主他自己作人的这一方面。
He was a child in many ways like every other child.
他做一个孩童在很多方面是像是很多个其他的孩童。
He had to learn to walk and talk just as other children did.
他要学习是说话学习是行走好像其他孩童一样。
He must be dependent on his parents just like every other child.
他都是要依赖他的父母像其他的孩童一样。
All this is part of God becoming truly human.
这些都是说明到神是成为实在是人哦。
Notice that they went at night. They were fleeing to escape.
原來他們當時是晚間，是晚間是逃走的。
Joseph and Mary fleeing with the Son of God.
原來是約瑟和瑪利亞是帶同神的兒子來是去逃走
的。Now you'll notice that Matthew omits all the details.
原來馬太將所有的細節是忽略了，沒有講的。
He's only concerned to see the prophecy fulfilled.
他所最關注就是這個是預言的應驗。
Now on the death of Herod, the angel of the Lord appears again to Joseph, telling him that it's time to return to Israel.
当希律死了之后，主的使者就向约瑟显现，就话系时候翻到呢个埃及了。
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son."
话系要应验主席先知所说嘅话，说我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
Now that prophecy came from the prophet Hosea.
而呢个系预言咧，系来自呢个先知何西亚书。
Now Hosea's message is one of failure and disobedience and unfaithfulness and tragedy in Israel.
而何西亞的信息就是一個是不忠心的一個悲劇，一個是傷心的一個是以色列裡的信息。
God was calling the nation of Israel a spiritual adulterer.
而神是稱呼這個是以色列國民是一個屬靈的這個犯奸淫者。
Went to the Lord Jehovah God, they went after other gods.
而他們是離棄他們這位耶和華神，是追求另外的其他的神。
Hosea's life with his unfaithful wife Gomer is a is an enactment of God's relationship to Israel.
而呢个何西亚同佢呢个唔忠心嘅妻子嗰个嘅关系，就彰显到以色列同神嗰个关系。
Gomer, his terrible wife, had affairs, many affairs with other men.
而佢嘅妻子高马拉同好多其他嘅男人咧系有关系。
She took to a life of prostitution, but Gomer loved her still.
而佢系落到呢个系犯奸淫嘅生活里面，佢竟然系活喺其中。
In the end, he rescues her from the auction block and pays the price of her redemption.
而后来咧，呢个何西亚咧系要去到呢个拍卖场咧，系附上呢个赎银，将佢买翻过嚟哦。
This is a picture of Jehovah God's relationship with his unfaithful wife Israel.
呢个图画系写照到呢个耶和华神同佢呢个唔忠心嘅妻子呢个以色列嗰个关系。
Israel, Hosea said, is an unfaithful wife.
而是以色列就正如何西亚话，系佢哋系一个不忠心嘅妻子。
But as Hosea loved Gomer, so the Lord God loves Israel.
但正如呢个何西亚爱佢嘅妻子，就系神爱亦话爱以色列咯。
Now that God called the nation of Israel out of Egypt first of all means that Israel is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, for He would also call Jesus out of Egypt.
而系又话系呼唤呢个系以色列系出埃及，就说明到佢哋系一个预表，讲到呢位主耶稣基督，神系呼唤佢从埃及出来。
Israel is called out of Egypt.
以色列系从埃及被召出来。
So was Christ.
基督亦都一样。
A cruel king Pharaoh tried to destroy the nation Israel.
这个是残酷的法老王想消灭这个是以色列国民。
A cruel king Herod tried to destroy Christ.
这个残忍的希律王想毁灭基督。
Just as God had protected Israel in Egypt, so God would protect his own son in Egypt.
正如神是保护的百姓在埃及地，他也保护他儿子在埃及地。
Now when our Lord Jesus returns in the millennial kingdom to reign in righteousness and peace,
当我们主在这个千禧年的时候，带着这个公义和平来统治的时候，
Isaiah 19 and Zephaniah 3
而这个是以赛亚书19章和西班牙书第3章，
tell us that one of the nations that will receive special blessing in the millennial kingdom is Egypt.
而其中一个国家在这个千禧年国里面会得福气的就是埃及。
For though Egypt has often opposed the nation of Israel, nevertheless they did provide sanctuary for Israel in its infancy and for Jesus, the God's Son in his infancy.
而是虽然埃及经常对抗以色列，但是在耶稣基督做孩童的时候，他比喻保护保障，比喻基督。
So he was born in Bethlehem,
所以主耶稣在伯利恒出生，
yet called out of Egypt, fulfilling two Old Testament prophecies.
而是从埃及被召出来，应验了两个旧约的预言。
Now the third prophecy mentioned here in this chapter by Matthew is of the Rachel weeping in Ramah.
而是第三个先知的预言在马太福音2章是应验的，就是讲到这个拉结在这个拉马的哭号，痛哭。
When Herod saw that he was mocked by the wise men, he had all the male Jewish children of 2 years of age and under slaughtered.
当希律见自己被博士愚弄的时候，他就大大发怒，将凡2岁以女的都杀尽了。
He was exceeding angry.
他是极度的嬲怒。
And this is in the passive tense.
这个是被动式。
What that means is he was out of control.
他说他失去控制。
It really means that he was controlled by Satan.
他说他是被撒旦所控制着。
He was blinded with frustrated rage.
而他是非常的嬲怒，而是直接盲目的。
Every male Jewish child of anywhere near the right age was to be killed.
凡2岁以内的，这些是犹太的男子，都是要被杀。
With a generous allowance for time.
就是只有少少的时间，
and over a wider area than mere Bethlehem，
而只是这个是伯利恒四境所有的，
but in all the surrounding area of Ramah，
就是所有这个拉马周围的地方。
Now Rachel here is a symbol of the mothers of Israel weeping for their children, a time of tremendous sadness.
这个拉结就是一个图画写着到在以色列的里面的母亲为着他们的儿子的哭号。
For a long time, Rachel had been barren, couldn't have any children, until at last she cried out, "Give me children or I die!"
用了很长时间，这个拉结他是没有孩童，直至那个时候他是呼喊，给我孩子，否则我死哦。
Now Ramah is the border region between the northern country of Israel and the southern part called Judah.
而这个拉马就是北面的以色列和南面的犹大之间的一个地方。
And Bethlehem is only a part of that whole region.
而伯利恒只是那个区域里面其中一个小城。
We can just imagine the scene, the mothers of Israel hiding their infant children in cupboards. And the soldiers chasing the mothers down the street and butchering their children in front of them. Herod set out to kill the Lord's anointed and was prepared to kill every other male child of near the same age.
而这个希律，他打算追杀这位尼赛亚，但是他杀所有差不多年岁的孩童。
What a man!
这个这样的人。
The point is, though, that this is the fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy. In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they were not.
重点就是应验这个先知预言，在拉马听见嚎啕大哭的声音，是拉结哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。
Here is another condition which must be fulfilled in order to identify Messiah. There must be no doubt as to his identity. Now there were over the years several claimants to the Messiahship. None of them fitted any of these prophecies. There's only one who fulfills all these prophecies of Scripture and meets all the Old Testament credentials, even those relating to his birth and infancy. Now, Jeremiah has been called the weeping prophecy of doom, prophet of doom. Now he lived just before and during the exile when God punished the nation of Israel. Really, the nation of Judah. And before God brought about the bitter exile, it was Jeremiah who prophesied of the doom and the punishment and the judgment that God would bring. But you know, right in the heart of all these prophecies of doom and judgment, there are four chapters that speak of joy. Yes, hope and joy. Now this prophecy of the mothers of Israel weeping comes to us not in the doom prophecies, but in the prophecies of joy and hope. It is not part of Jeremiah's doom prophecies. Well, is this where such a prophecy belongs? What is there to cheer about here? Well, in spite of the weeping mothers of Israel, the coming of Messiah is what all Israel had looked for the down through the centuries. His coming was to be their salvation and the salvation of all who believe. So then this is the right section for this prophecy to be. In spite of all the suffering and sorrow that there is in it. This is to be one of the signs identifying Messiah. After all, it says that his coming was to be in sorrow. He was designated as the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But in the end, he is the Savior through whom would come eternal redemption to all who believe. Now the very next prophecy says, "Thus says the Lord, refrain from weeping and your eyes from tears." Don't keep on weeping because it's all going to be turned around. Now, if we read our Bibles right, those babies that were butchered there would go straight into the presence of Almighty God. Because of such is the kingdom of heaven. The mothers could stop weeping because of the baby that was not destroyed. Exiled in Egypt in the meantime, he would come back to offer himself as the perfect sacrifice for all the sins. And if these mothers accepted that and believed, they would eventually be united for all eternity with their babies.
Yeah,
So, prophecy number one, his birth as prophesied in Bethlehem.
所以预言第一，就是第一个预言，他是出生在伯利恒这个地方。
Number two, his call out of Egypt.
第二个预言就是他是被召出埃及。
Number three, the weeping mothers.
第三就是这个是痛哭的母亲。
Now the fourth prophecy here in this second chapter, he shall be called a Nazarene.
而第四个预言就是他是被称为拿撒勒人。
Joseph was instructed to wait in Egypt until the angel told him to move.
耶稣是蒙主的使者指示，是等候在埃及，直至埃及，直至他被呼召。
When that word came, it was to announce the death of Herod and all who sought the child's life.
而当这个天使告诉约瑟，希律和要害孩子性命的人都死了。
They were all dead.
他们都死了。
Now Josephus, the historian, says that Herod died of ulcerated entrails, putrefied, maggot-filled organs, constant convulsions, and foul breath. Neither physicians nor warm baths led to a recovery.
原来我都唔识解呢啲啦，呢个咧系历史学家咧讲到呢个嘅希律王佢死咧系死到咧系冇医生可以医得到噶。Now
because Archelaus, his son, reigned in his place. Joseph was instructed to return to Israel, but up to Nazareth.
原来这个阿基佬接续他的父亲作王之后，是约瑟蒙指示，能够回到以色列，离开埃及。
Now this was also foreseen by the prophets.
这也是先知预见的。
However, strangely enough, there is no Old Testament prophecy that tells us that he shall be called a Nazarene.
但很奇怪，我们找不到旧约一节的经文，是说他是被称为拿撒勒人。
Obviously, this was a well-known verbal prophecy.
很可能这个是口头上大家都认识的一个预言。
There were, of course, many prophecies that were not recorded in Scripture.
当然，我哋有好多预言喺经文里面冇记录落嚟。
Jude tells us of a prophecy by Enoch, who was the seventh from Adam. Now that was a long time earlier.
犹大书亦都话俾我听，系之前有另一个嘅，系亚当嘅七世孙以诺曾说预言。
Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints, etc.
就话看啊，主要带住佢千万嘅圣者降临等等。
Now Jude is here quoting from a prophecy that appears nowhere in the Old Testament.
呢个犹大书里面记录嘅呢个预言喺旧约里面我哋揾唔到噶。
The Spirit of God has instructed him to write of this verbal prophecy.
而系神嘅灵咧，就系默示佢咧写咗呢个口头上发出嘅一个预言。
Then in Acts chapter 20, Paul tells us of something that the Lord said that's not recorded in the Gospels.
而喺呢个《使徒行传》第二十章咧，保罗亦都系讲到一啲我哋福音书里面冇记录嘅主嘅说话。
The Lord had said it's more blessed to give than to receive.
因为主系曾说咗，施比受更为有福。
So that this prophecy that he shall be called a Nazarene, quoted in Matthew, was a well-known verbal prophecy attributed to prophets, plural.
而咧就系呢个系马太福音第二章嘅呢个，他被称为拿撒勒人嘅话嘅呢个系先知嘅预言，系一啲口头嘅预言，系好多先知系讲噶。
That he would be called a Nazarene.
而佢系被称为拿撒勒人。
Now this was a term of derision.
呢个就系令到一个系人哋系纷争嘅一句嘅说话。
Not only was he called the Nazarene, the despised Nazarene, but in the book of Acts, his disciples are called the sect of the Nazarenes.
而咧唔单止佢被称为呢个拿撒勒人耶稣，佢系被藐视嘅，而咧甚至喺《使徒行传》里面，门徒都系被称为呢个拿撒勒党嘅一人。
He was never known as the Bethlehemite.
冇人称为呢个伯利恒人。
But as the despised Nazarene.
但被称为被藐视的拿撒勒。
See, at every point and in every way, he fulfills all the prophecies concerning the promised Messiah.
所以在每一方面，每一个层面，他都是应验了这个是关于弥赛亚的预言。
By his genealogy.
透过他的家谱。
By his virgin birth.
透过他从童女而生。
By the place of his birth, Bethlehem.
透过从他出生的地方伯利恒。
By the worship of the Magi,
透过这个博士的这个敬拜,
by the jealous hatred of Herod,
透过这个希律他嫉妒的这个憎恨,
by his exile in Egypt,
透过他是赶逐这个埃及,
and by the place where he lived,
和他是生活的地方。
You know, I find my Lord in the book wherever I chance to look. He's the theme of the Bible, the center and heart of the book.
如果当我看本书的时候，看神书的时候，见到就这位主，他就是书的这个中心。
He's the rose of Sharon, the beautiful lily fair. Wherever I open my Bible, the Lord of the book is there.
原来当我们一次打开这个神的书话的时候，我们就是这个撒冷的玫瑰，是这个是美丽的百合花。我们一次我们就找到主。
He at the book's beginning gave to the earth its form. He's the ark of shelter bearing the brunt of the storm.
原来他就是这个是遮荫，是带我经过这个是暴风的。
He's the burning bush of the desert, the budding of Aaron's rod. Wherever I look in the Bible, I see the Son of God.
他就是这个是烧着的荆棘，他就是阿伦发光的杖，无论在哪一处，神说我都找到这位主。
Lord of eternal glory, whom John the Apostle saw, the beautiful golden city, lamb without spot or flaw.
他就是这个是永远的，是荣耀的这位，他是这个，就是约翰所见的这个，是圣城哦。
Coming soon at midnight, for whom the virgins look, wherever I open my Bible, I find my Lord in the book.
而他就是为着那些童女等候的儿女，每当我打开神的说话，我就找到我这位主啊。
Now little Willie was a slow learner at school.
这个Willie是一个在学校里面学习学得很慢的一个学生。
He was so slow that he'd been twice held back.
因为他学得这么慢，有两次要留班。
So that the other children in his class were all 2 years younger than Willie.
所以在他班里面的同学都是小他两岁。
Willie went to a Christian school.
这个Willie是一个基督徒的学校。
And at the end of the year, the school put on a concert for the parents and for the Board of Governors.
而每年的年尾，这个学校就为这个校董会啊，个社区呢，举行一个音乐会的。
Part of that concert was a nativity play.
What play?
A nativity, talking about the birth of Christ.
Okay, 其中一部分是讲到这个基督的出生的。
And Willie desperately wanted to play the part of Joseph.
而是Willie很想扮演这个约瑟。
But the teachers knew that that would be too difficult for Willie.
而老师知道要Willie扮演这个角色就很难。
But they said that we could give him a smaller part to play.
老师说，其实我们可以给他扮演一个小一点的角色。
So they said that Willie could be the innkeeper.
而所以他说，Willie可以做这个店主人。
And when Joseph came and knocked at the door of the inn, Willie had one thing to say.
所以当这个约瑟来敲门的时候，Willie只需要讲一句说话。
He would say, I'm sorry, you can't stay here, there's no room for you at the inn.
他就要跟他说，对不起，我们不可以让你在这里，因为我们的客店没有地方。
And then as Joseph explained that they had come a long journey, Willie was to say the same words again.
就是当约瑟要向他讲解释到，就是要行了这么久的路程等等的时候，Willie都是要重复同样的说话。
I'm sorry, you can't stay here. There's no room for you in the inn.
对不起，我们不可以住在这里，我们客店没有地方。
And Willie was to repeat this twice, so 3 times in all.
如果是Willie只是需要重复这句说话两次或者三次。
During the rehearsal, Willie was word perfect.
在这个彩排的时候，Willie每句都讲得很对。
But when they put the play on before all the people sitting down in front of him, Willie lost his nerve.
而就是当正式表演的时候，见到这么多观众，这个Willie都是紧张到不知道怎么办。
And when Joseph came knocking at the door, Willie opens the door, but the people could see that he didn't want to turn away Joseph and Mary.
而就是当这个约瑟敲门的时候，Willie是打开门，人人都见到，其实这个Willie很不想赶走约瑟和玛利亚的。
He didn't want to say those hateful words.
他不想讲这些这么不好的说话。
So after much prompting, he said between his teeth, No, I'm sorry, you can't stay here. There's no room for you in the inn.
你知道提倡的人就在那里，你叫讲这番说话，客店没地方。
Then Joseph pleaded, Oh, we have come such a long way. Can't we stay here? Can't you find a room for us?
这个约瑟再次就恳求了，我们走了很远路了，麻烦你可不可以给个地方我们啊。
Oh, this was too hard for Willie.
Willie都抵受不住了。
But eventually he got the words out.
最后他说出。 佢要讲嘅说话。
And then Joseph says, "But my wife is ready to have her baby. Can't you find a room for her?"
然后跟住约瑟就话：，我太太就嚟要收 B B 啦，唔该你俾个房间佢。
Oh, poor Willie needed a lot of prompting.
所以呢个威尼斯好多人提抢。
At last he got those hateful words out for the third time.
最后佢第三次讲出翻呢番说话咯。
No, I'm sorry, you can't stay here. There's no room for you in the inn.
对唔住，你唔可以住呢一度，客店冇地方。
Then as Joseph and Mary turned away dejected,
而系当呢个约瑟同玛利亚就要系被拒绝之后要离开咯。
He said.But you can have my room.
跟住咧，呢个佢哋就你可以住我个房喎。
You know, somehow this didn't spoil the play.
但系呢个咁嘅情况冇破坏到呢个嘅系话剧。
Willie's message was clear.
呢个嘅 Willie 嘅信息好清晰。
I couldn't turn away the Lord Jesus. Can you?
我唔可以将呢位主耶稣赶走，你可唔可以？
The Lord Jesus is pictured standing outside the heart's door of every person, and this is what it says: Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.
原来经文描述主耶稣站在每个人的门内喺度叩门。经文话：看，我站在门内叩门，有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
My dear friends, can any of you turn away the Lord Jesus out of your life?
原来亲爱的朋友，我哋边个系可以系将呢位耶稣基督系拒于我哋嘅生命嘅门内
？He is the most wonderful Savior.
佢系嗰位最奇妙嘅救主。
He's the Son of God and the Son of David.
佢系呢位神嘅儿子，系大卫嘅后裔。
He came from heaven to earth to save you.
佢系从天堂嚟到呢个地上，系要救你。
Are you going to say no? There's no room in my heart for you.
你系咪话我喺心内冇房空间俾你啦？
Or will you be like Willie and say, "But you can have my room, you can have my heart"?
因为你系像呢个 Willie 讲话，你可以有我个房间，有我个心。
May God bless His word to all of our hearts.
耶神祝赐福嘅说话俾我哋每一个人嘅心。
There you are, quarter two. How's that?
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.